Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ox Miller. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ox Miller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Ox Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brancato fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Fowler reaches second base with a double. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ox Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hall scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fowler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ox Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Peck reaches third base with a triple. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.